Hello, my name is Gary Brothers, and I'm the National Director for Tax Disputes and Risk Resolution at RSM Bentley Jennison. That means I specialise in tax investigation matters and dealing with HM Revenue and Customs, or HMRC. In this podcast, the second of two on the subject, I'm going to talk about the new disclosure opportunity, or second tax amnesty, as it's become, perhaps incorrectly known. So, picking up from our first podcast on the matter, the next question I'd like to consider is, if a client is thinking of using the new disclosure opportunity, or NDO, to remedy any tax failures, what exactly is covered by the facility that now exists? Well, I said in our first podcast that the facility covers any tax, so the main duties covered will be income tax, corporation tax, pay-as-you-earn, construction industry scheme payments, national insurance contributions, VAT, and, in some cases, inheritance tax. Interestingly, and different to 2007's offshore disclosure facility, HMRC are at complete pains to point out that the NDO is intended to deal with those taxes insofar as they relate only to offshore income and assets. By that, they mean that any duty arising from the ownership or use of offshore bank accounts, both interest receipts but also tax liabilities on the capital invested, but also other possible offshore assets, such as offshore trusts or companies, plus also items such as holiday homes, boats, planes, etc., that of themselves may lead to a UK tax liability. For example, possible benefits in kind implications if an asset is held within an offshore company, or at the more simple end, tax liabilities possibly arising on the funds used to acquire such assets if those original funds were incorrectly untaxed in the first place. Please be in no doubt, HMRC intends the net for the NDO to be as wide as they can possibly throw it, and clients thinking of using the NDO should be aware of just how wide HMRC's considerations will be. Interestingly, and I have to admit somewhat frustratingly, HMRC have also confirmed that the NDO is not intended to deal with domestic-only disclosures. In other words, those disclosures where any tax failures relate only to onshore matters with no offshore implications. This, I feel, is slightly unhelpful, as my experience from the 2007 facility is that the associated publicity of such a facility inevitably also encourages other people to come forward to remedy tax failures wholly within the UK. It seems to me plainly fair that such people should also be able to access the certainty of the fixed rate 10% penalty rather than the maximum negotiable, which is 100%, that they would otherwise be looking at if they came forward normally. To be fair to HMRC, they are sensitive to the issue, and they say they will be putting together an alternative non-NDO route for domestic-only disclosures, but so far details remain unresolved and we can do little other than wait for further HMRC clarity. Next, let's look at what cannot be gained from the NDO, what's not available. Firstly, and back to this misleading description of tax amnesty, there is no immunity from prosecution. Please understand, there is no immunity from prosecution guaranteed by the new disclosure opportunity. This is an important, possibly vital point to be aware of. The reason for being clear on that is because, in many cases, NDO disclosures will relate to the habitual failure to declare the right amount of tax on income for a material length of time. That, of itself, and depending on the individual circumstances of each case, could be fraud suitable for consideration of criminal prosecution. So, please be aware of the complexities of disclosures before making them. There does remain open other more traditional parts of HMRC's processes. None of these are closed off by the NDO. So, for example, in a case where prosecution might be considered by HMRC, I would suggest that the Civil Investigation of Fraud process, or Code of Practice 9, or Hansard, as it's also sometimes known, is actively considered. On the plus side, this process, when granted by HMRC, offers guaranteed immunity from criminal prosecution from the outset, from day one. Plus, clients also get the added certainty of having an inspector actively involved on the other side, so there's a real and tangible person who's being dealt with rather than the faceless, high-volume machine that is the NDO. The downside, however, is that in all likelihood, the 10% guaranteed penalty is given up. There remains the option to negotiate actively with the inspector on the eventual size of the final penalty, but there is no guarantee it will be 10%. So, not a process for everyone, but the certainty of guaranteed immunity from criminal prosecution will undoubtedly lead a number of disclosures away from the NDO route and place them down the Civil Investigation of Fraud, COP9 or Hansard route. This happened in many cases with the 2007 facility, and there's every reason to believe it will happen again. All I would say on this point is that advisors, faced with a client who wishes to make a disclosure, should not be blinded by the NDO. They should still give consideration to all of the options in front of them and available from HMRC. What I would say is, just because the NDO package is right for HMRC, i.e. a high yield and low cost process, my view is that the action must be right for the client. We have seen that the filing deadlines are short, 31st of January for a paper disclosure, and I'm sure advisors will be alarmed to see HMRC plumping for the self-assessment filing date, a date already heavily pressurised without this added burden. So my advice is, review any disclosure in the round and judge what is right for the client before proceeding. As I said, to many clients who came forward during the 2007 facility, and I anticipate saying again this time around, any disclosure needs to be right, not fast, and that's a paramount consideration this time around. Now finally, before I wrap up this second NDO podcast, some frequently asked questions. So firstly, what if I choose not to disclose? What if I choose to keep my head down? Well, HMRC have said that the NDO will be the final opportunity to come forward and obtain such a favourable deal. They say that by March 2010, when all of the NDO disclosures should be made, they will have served production orders on hundreds of banks and financial institutions. HMRC say that people with undisclosed income or assets should work on the basis that by March 2010, HMRC will know all about them. HMRC say their intention is to fully investigate those who do not come forward under this opportunity. They say that they will seek either very high penalties or even criminal prosecution. My own belief is that it would be a brave or reckless person who now thinks it's best to not come forward. Question 2. Is a 10% fixed penalty a good deal? Well, as I've said on a couple of occasions now, the law allows HMRC to seek a penalty not exceeding an additional 100% of any unpaid tax. So, a fixed rate penalty of only 10% may look attractive. In reality, however, even for the most serious of cases, HMRC rarely take a penalty exceeding 50% of the tax owing. Still though, 10% may look attractive. All I would say is weigh that against the immunity from prosecution point I've made earlier. Question 3. What about fraud aspects? What I would say is that there remains a chance when making any disclosure to HMRC that they might want to prosecute. A full, unprompted disclosure is the best defence against this. However, if a client is particularly worried about prosecution, then they should consider making their disclosure on one of the more traditional routes, for example, Code of Practice 9, Hansard. Fourth question is, what help is available? Well, many tax investigation specialists deal with disclosure matters regularly and many will give an initial consultation of all matters that could worry clients and advisors. This should be considered for this new and special work. This is a complicated and difficult consideration for a client, where a full range of views often helps. So, there we have it, the beginner's guide to the NDO, if you will. Very much a hot topic for advisors up and down the country, and with HMRC saying that they intend a summer publicity campaign, it's a question that I expect many advisors to find themselves considering in the coming weeks and months. Good luck once again, and I hope you found these views and thoughts useful.